I'll check back in a couple minutes. We'll go back to the top for the 73 round. KEC8, SCL Rob, 73 round.
Very good. Doing a great job as usual on the net, Dave. Very good. KEC8, PCQ in the group. Kilo Charlie, excuse me, Sierra Delta Lima. There we go. Yeah, very good. Yeah, I'll relate to Dave. You know, yeah, Dave, like Bob even said, band guys has not been happy. I usually hang out on 40, you know, in a ERL, and it's been horrible. The only time it's halfway decent is in the evening hours because I did the Gator Net Friday night, and band conditions were quite well, but I know Saturday morning and this morning also was not good at all. Moving along here, Dave, I'm going to take and get ready for you, Carol Joe. Matter of fact, me United to Carol ARC will be there if I can. Get somebody to walk with me over to my site there. I might walk over to the media because it's going to be right there at the fairgrounds in Carroll. But yeah, I'm going to go over there Wednesday, get set up, and the show will start Friday and go to Sunday. And looking forward to doing that. It's going to be a lot of fun. So run my engines there and, you know, show them off and everything. So tomorrow I'm going to do some packing for Wednesday and help the wife do a few things. And Tuesday I'm going to go out there and look at my trailer there, my utility trailer with my 3 inches, get them greased up and checked out, and Wednesday mid-morning KFA AID is going to come over and pick my utility trailer up myself and all my gear and head over to Carroll. So looking forward to it. Alright, 73th day, we'll catch you next time and we'll go from there. K8PCQ in the group. Kilo Trail 8, 3 Delta Lima. 7-3, Dave, over.
Well, Robbie, you better get yourself a huge water cooler and an awning to go with that engine because it looks like it's still going to be in the low 80s. So 73 and God bless. KCT8, YBF, Ron, 7-3 round.
All right, thanks again, Dave. Yeah, today, or over the weekend and that, too, I've been doing some more 3D printing. So far, over the last couple of weeks, I've just been printing kind of add-ons to the printer, stuff to enhance the printer as such, or clean things up, or little dust caps, or whatever. So yesterday as well, I printed out my first Mesh-tastic case. Second one. First one I tried actually printed out pretty good, but the circuit board would not fit into the case. So I could probably get it in, but I'd have to adjust the case. The measurements were just wrong for the circuit board, and it was the right case for the right board. It just, they were too tight. The board wouldn't fit in. So Rick at Friday's meeting suggested doing Tony G's cases. I'd seen those before, and I'd already had those ready to go. So I printed out the small case, and the board fit in there just fine, and the outside of it looks real good, but the inside was not well printed, and that was kind of the same as the other guy. So I'm not sure what's going on there, if it's a, you know, just the way that they do it or something or what. I don't know, but it didn't print out very well, but I had to clean up the inside with a Dremel tool. The holes were kind of filled up with a little bit of some of the filament. I had to clean those out. So if I want to use that case, I it's ready to go now. I can use it. So today I've been printing out. I have a bunch of little tools that I printed out to go along with the printer. And, again, they're just laying all over the desk out there. So I had found someone who prints for some storage cases that hang on the side of the printer. They have a little mount that goes on the side of the printer, just slides on, and then a little hang on to hold your tools or hold other little things for the printer to keep them, you know, just from laying all around. So I printed those out today. And now for the first thing, non-printer related, I'm printing out some nameplates for my grandkids to go in their bedrooms. So it's a 3D plate that prints out, has their name on it and that, and so their little insignias and things, and I'm going to just print them in white. I got one done. I'll print the other one tonight, and then I'll have my wife paint them so that they look better. I wasn't going to try and do multicolors because that's a lot of waste on those when you do it that way. So I just did them all in one and have her paint them when she gets a chance. So now it's fun to do some of those. And the other thing I was found out on Friday, again, some of these things I would like to print. If my grandkids bring me toys and say, "Grandpa, I broke this. Can you fix it?" Well, usually it's a plastic part. Well, I'm not one into CAD drafting and designing and to do this, so I said it'd be nice to have a 3D scanner. Well, there is one that's made and a manufactured unit, but it's like $450, and basically it's kind of like a cell phone camera on a gimbal, so it stabilizes and all of this. But I came across a video on YouTube of some guy that was testing a variety of different software that you could use your cell phone to do that particular purpose. And some of these were, you know, somewhat inexpensive. You had to pay for a certain fee per month or whatever. The one was like $5.99 a day to use their software. And I'm thinking, whoa, that software should better be really, really good for that kind of money. And the guy had tested all of these, and finally he came back to one that was free. It's just you use your cell phone, and you run this software that's a website, and put your file, your video from your phone, and it will basically render a 3D picture of what you just read with your cell phone. There's some specific things you have to do, but it would do it. So he tested it out, and he's, like he said, it gave the best rendering for 3D. It was free, and you just use your regular cell phone. So he said he rated that number one just because it did the best job and didn't cost anything. So I got to give that a try because that kind of reason I had hoped to use it for is the recreating some of these broken parts of things that the kids bring me. So this might work out, I hope. So 73, everyone. Let me break. I hate to do this to you guys again. This Thursday, my sister-in-law is coming in from Maryland, and my wife has plans throughout the weekend. Well, she's got plans for Sunday again, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be at home or I'm going to be at my daughter's house, but I don't know the time frame. Well, next Sunday is my turn for the net again. So I'll... As soon as my wife finalizes the plans of what's going on, I will let you guys know. I'll send an email out, but I may need coverage for my net again. And I hate to do this. This is like 3 weeks in a row, or three times in a row, but it's just the way these family things are falling here. So we'll let you know a little later in the week. KC8YVF, back to that.
Well, Ron, I should be home on Sunday evening, so that shouldn't be a problem if you can't make it. Just two questions. One, where did you get your better antenna for your Mesh-tastic? And why aren't you on the map showing your units? I can't figure that out.
Okay, first question, I'll look it up, and at the end of the net, once we close out the net, I should have found it by then, and I will let you know. The second thing, in order for you to show up on the Mesh-tastic net, or the Mesh-tastic map, and if you type in Mesh-tastic map, it comes up, somebody did a map, and it's a Google map or an open map or some sort of map, and it shows sites up there. In order for your unit to show up on the map, you have to have the internet feature turned on so that it can communicate with the internet and will put your information up on the website. For us, for Saginaw, we do not plan to put the stations, any of our stations, on the internet, because what happens then is it opens it up to anybody that's on the internet. Anybody that's got Mesh-tastic any place can then communicate with you, and you will see all of them. So in many cases, you will see dozens to hundreds of stations on there And then you have to try and decipher through those who you want to talk to and what else. So our plan is to keep it as a local unit. You will not see it on the map, on that internet map, but you will see it on your unit. So if you, in the Metastatic software, if you go to the map unit on there, if you are in range of it, you will see me on the map. So I see Rick. I see John that's just south of us. I'll see anybody. I won't see you in Bay City because you're too far away. It's a line of sight, so we got about a mile, mile and a half. Once we populate and we start getting more stations, then we'll see other people pop up on the list. But we're going to try and keep it as a local resource, and we don't plan to turn the internet on because that just kind of makes a mess of everything. KC8YVF back to net.
Well, that answers it. Thank you. 73, and you have a good week. NADRL Dave, 73 round.
Now, let's see, a couple other things to mention. It's been since July 12th that the ARRL has put anything up on the logbook of the world about their situation. It basically said it's not up and running, not everything is up and running yet. DXCC is the processing part of it is still not working, so there has been no new DXCC certificates or add-ons given out yet. So that whole program's been down for almost a couple of months now. So it's going to probably get a pretty good backlog for that. And, the crabgrass, Bob and Dave, I got the same problem, and we treat for it, and, boy, there's a lot of it popping up. I'm glad, I'm not the only one. And last thing, our raised garden is doing very well. We go through a lot of cucumbers, so we always plant our cucumbers in three different times during the season. And our first planting is really going well. Our second planting is starting to produce a few, and our third one is looking good, but no cucumbers yet. Everybody have a good week. Back to you, Dave, and ADRL.
Well, David, that's great on the cucumbers. I know we got tomatoes finally, and they're about maybe 2 inches in diameter, and we got a lot of green ones, real tall plants. We water, but that's about it. So 73, and have a great week, David. KF8BLX Rick, 73 round.
Alrighty, thanks, Dave. KF8BLX. Let's see, the only thing I can really think of is on this new radio that I bought. It is a Yaesu 2900R. Brand new in the box. Just plugged it in yesterday and ran it for, I'd say about maybe 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours yesterday, and then a couple hours today, and already the bottom of the handset mic, the handset, right where the cord goes into the mic, right where it's supposed to be reinforced for stress factors, is already broken in two places. So, I guess what I would do is, I guess I'm going to have to call Yaesu and get in touch with them and see if they'll replace it or not. But my other thing was, is if anybody has any suggestions or recommendations for a replacement mic / handset that's a little more rugged, a little more heavy duty that they've used or have any knowledge of, I would appreciate the info on it. So with that, I'll say 73s. Thanks for running the net, Dave. As usual, KF8BLX, everybody have a great night.
Rick, I hope you bought it from a reputable dealer. Give them a call. And I know I've had HRO, and they've been really good, but I have not had, knock on wood here, any issues with Yaesu. Sorry to hear that. You have a good week. Hopefully you can get that corrected by next couple weeks, and 7-3. N8KPR, Rob. Bob, 7-3, Rob.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, the I never thought about doing the cucumbers like that, you know, planting multiple crops, you know, like they do with sweet corn and whatnot. Never thought about doing that. My cucumbers are, they're still putting out. They've been out for a while now. So, you know, for, 3 weeks or so. And they only put out for so long, then the leaves started getting funny looking, and, well, they just start dying then. But that's a good idea. Maybe I'll try that next year. Have multiple crops of cucumbers. I love my cucumbers. My, I guess my two favorite vegetables would probably be tomatoes and cucumbers. But, yeah, picking beans, got the green beans, yellow beans going, and some cherry tomatoes. I grow this one. It's called Sun Sugar. They're yellow cherry tomatoes, and, man, they're the sweetest things I've ever had in my life, called Sun Sugar. Never found anything sweeter than them. And other than that, I just cut some grass this week, and it's supposed to cool down a little bit, so I got an antenna to put up. Bought a GMRS antenna, which the standing wave is not very good on it. You know, it's supposed to, according to the manual, it's supposed to be less than 1.5 to 1. Well, let me tell you, it's more like the lowest I got was like 2.1. So, yeah, it's not very good. All the way up to like 2.4. Not very good at all. I'm debating whether to just send it back. It's almost like they took a 440 antenna and just put a 46, you know, a GMRS frequency on it. So, whatever. Back to net control. Thanks for doing that, Dave. 73, everybody. Have a great night. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Well, hopefully you got a good week there and stay cool. I mean, that's kind of tough. This week I'm going to be making... what is it? We're going to make dilly beans and bread and butter pickles, and I got my fermentation crock ready to go for that. So, 7-3, Bob, and have a good week. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday Night Mid-Michigan Net? Please come now with your call sign and your name.
KDAPAZ.